Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's some nice weather out there right now. It's looking be a cooler one today, maybe some rain, but we'll take it, right? Been in a drought for so long, rain is going to help. So let's definitely, let's hope for some of that rain. Let's, well, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Cindy is in Danville, New Hampshire.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I had a question. I have had these bugs that have taken over my garden for a few years, and I've gone to quite a few garden centers and whatnot, and nobody seems to know what I can do to get rid of them. So I kind of did my own research. I looked them up online. They're called four-line plant bugs. Have you heard of them, I'm hoping?
I'm trying to picture it. You said a four-line plant bug?
Yes. When I looked online, all the pictures and everything, that's what they're called. And
okay.
They come early in the season, like around late May, early June, and they just eat the leaves, and they turn completely brown, almost like a lace look.
Yep.
And they just annihilate the plant. And it's like one day there'll be a few out there, and the next day there's just swarms of them everywhere. And they tend to like the aromatic plants more, like my bee balm, my Russian sage. And I don't know what to do to get rid of them. I've tried all kinds of sprays, and nothing seems to get rid of them. And they've destroyed all my perennials pretty much.
Okay. Now, what have you used so far, just so I can kind of – see what you've used. I know what they call them the four lines plant bug based on the lines on the back of them. They almost kind of look like a beetle.
Yeah.
They're in the beetle family just based on their, the way they are. But what have you used so far?
I was actually told to use some beetle spray, which I did. I can tell you the name of it. It is Bonide's Japanese Beetle Killer.
Okay.
I used that last year, and it seemed to do a pretty good job, but I think I was just too late in trying to combat them. So I used the same stuff this year once I saw a few of them out there, but this year it didn't work. And I had used some other organic stuff that I don't recall the name of, but that didn't work either.
Okay. So there is an insect control that will last a number of years. A number of months, almost all the way up for till a year. So there is a product called Annual Tree and Shrub from Bonide. It's a liquid drench. What it is it actually will help produce help kill any of those types of, like, beetles coming at you when they were to start to chew on the plants, okay? So I like to, I'd be looking at this on some of the more woody type plants that it maybe it's kind of come over. And some of the perennials get into a woody type structure. I'd be using that now to get ready for next year, right? So this is the type of plant that, this is the type of product that absorbs through the root system. So you mix it and you pour it at the base, and then it goes through the plant and will help for that full year protection. It's a soil drench, so it'll absorb that way. What the other small type perennials that have had the issue in the past, that you've seen it on the plant, what I would do as they start to come up from the ground in the beginning of the season, I'd be using this product as a soil drench. So as it's growing, it'll absorb it, and it will grow into the plant with it, help protecting it for a full season. So some of your perennials that die back to the ground every year, and you're not seeing them, wait till they start to emerge, starting to pop up in the spring, and be using it at that point. My father talked for a number of years with the like the lily leaf beetle, that little red beetle that comes into the lilies. The perfect time to use this product is at that same time, when it's maybe about an inch or two from the ground, so that it hasn't completely started to develop, because they like to come early. And then you pour this around it, and it will absorb into the plant and help protect it for that season. So that would be like the more perennial herbaceous style that is going to have like a softer type tissue branching as it comes up each year. But then with your plants that are more woody structure, where something stays over winter, it doesn't just die back to the ground, then you would want to do it this fall with that tree and shrub drench, because it'll stay into the plant for a full year. So
I shouldn't do it now and in the spring? That would be too much?
Yeah, you don't want to do it twice, but it's two different styles based on the type of plant it is. So the more woody structure, do this fall. The more herbaceous structure, something that has, you know, soft tissue as it's growing early in the season, that's when you would want to start it to use it. Okay, so this will help prevent some of that infestation, but it's not going to do everything. At that point, you know, you're going to have some that are that can kind of just go on from some insecticides, and you'd move on to something else using something a little bit more to it. Maybe you could use like Bonide's 8 would be a good one to use. You could use sometimes with. You
I'm
could
sorry, 8? As in the number 8?
The number 8. Yep. That is a synthetic, so it will spray, you know, you can spray it over everything, and it will kill the insects, will suffocate them. You know, other than that, I'm trying to think what else you could be using. But the idea is to try and get them early, as you can tell, as you said, you know, you had done it early and it had taken care of it, but you thought, you know, a little bit too late and it done damage. So that's why.
Well, they also, they're also on my annuals too. So when should I use these products? You know, like I buy a lot of zinnias that are already, you know, like 6 or 7 inches high in the beginning of the season. So is it okay to put this around the base when I plant those? Or
so for those, what I'd be looking to do is use that control with like the 8. But ideally, what's going to happen is, because we're controlling them in the perennials where they already are living and exist, you might not have as much going forward into the zinnias or your annuals. And that's why I would say, you know, use this. Is systemic And then also use the 8 to get rid of some of them, because it's easier to control when they're in that nymph stage, which is that early stage, than when they become adults. So we're trying to preemptively get rid of them, but inevitably some are going to get through, right? It's just that's how it happens. And so when you start to see, you know, any of the damage, you know, light damage, I don't mean like light, the very little damage to the plant, that's when you're going to start spraying. The other thing you could do is you said it's been a number of years that it's happened. You kind of know every year when when you see the damage, right? It's usually middle of May-ish, end of May.
Yeah.
So I would look at it and say, all right, I'm going to do something as a preemptive with this 8 spray. So I know it always comes around May 15th that I see the damage. So I'm going to go back 2 weeks prior, and in the 1st of May, I'm going to spray the plants with 8. Knowing that I've had this issue in the past, and I'm going to get ahead of it. Okay. So the great thing, you know, about the product is it comes in a hose end spray, so you can attach it to the hose and just spray everything instead of just going out there with a trigger spray and spraying. It mixes for you, and it pulls the product through a tube into the hose, mixes it together, and you spray it onto the plant that way. So it's like a preemptive. We're trying to get everything early, and by doing some of that systemic and then spraying early, I think you're going to have more success going forward.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks.
Well, good luck.
Much.
I hope it works out. Keep us posted.
Okay, great. Thanks All a right. lot. Take care.
Bye-bye. We'll take a break.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Definitely different temperatures out there. That feeling, you can definitely feel the difference. And it's great to be out there and be out in the garden and be able to actually work a little bit. Past couple 6 weeks, if you will, been hard to really get motivated out there, right? If you're not in the pool or at the beach, you're in the AC trying to cool off because it's just been so hot. But now with some of the cooler temperatures, time to get out in the yard and get some things done. I want to answer an email question that I received yesterday. It's from Gail. In West Boylston, she said she's been using Tenacity to get rid of fent grass. However, I purchased a bottle of Ortho Weed Clear Lawn Weed Killer. It says do not use on bent grass. Does that mean it will kill bent grass? If so, it's definitely cheaper than using Tenacity and no mixing required. Your thoughts, please. Well, you're definitely right on that. When it says do not use on something, that means it will kill it. So the Ortho Weed Clear will definitely kill the bent grass, and that's what you're trying to do. Some of the weed killers on the back of the bottles will say, "Do not use on southern grasses," or "Do not use on Bermuda grass," or in this case, bent grass. So that's the idea behind it. Is they're saying, you spray it on the bent grass, it's going to kill it. You know, for your yard, looking at the bent grass, you're saying, I don't want this here, get it out. Some others will actually want to have bent grass lawns. So that's why they put that on the bottle. Tenacity is a heavy dose, will definitely kill it. But as you said, Gail, the cost is a little bit much comparatively. So the Ortho Weed Clear would work on that. You could also use some of the other weed killers, like a Weed Beater Ultra or a Weed Beater from Bonide. Thing about it is you might have to use it a few times. It's not just a one and done. You know, it takes a few applications. Sometimes some of it isn't completely growing at that point, so you're going to get some of the younger shoots a little bit later. So something to think about while you're spraying, or if any of you are spraying for weeds in the lawn, it doesn't always take one application to get rid of an infestation. If you have a lawn that is completely, you know, let's say 75% weeds, 25% grass, it's going to take some time before you can actually get rid of everything. So it's not just a one application and done. We're looking to do it multiple times to get rid of it. And we talk about in the spring, there's some weeds out there, like henbit, chickweed, clover, oxalis, those things. They don't just go away once and then, you know, you're done. A lot of those you might actually have to spray almost up to three times in a season, in a couple week interval to really get rid of it. So something to look at, you know, it's not just a one and done spray. Whereas like a complete vegetation killer, like a cleanup, that one is usually a one and done. It's killing everything that's there, grass wise, weed wise, everything. So, you know, it depends on the style of product you use, of how much it's going to affect. And it also depends on how you are going about the situation. Some of you just want to get rid of the weeds. Some just want to kill everything so they can make like a bed there, or a perennial bed, or a garden. So you use something a little bit more full like that to kill it. You know, waiting a couple weeks afterwards to get it taken care of. But it kind of goes back to, this is the time to be thinking of that. You know, we're 2-3 weeks away from the cooler nights. You know, we've had a cool night tonight. But it looks like towards the end of the week, it'll warm up a bit into the 80s, and it won't be as cool overnight. But we're not far from that. You can see the drastic temperature change. You know, going from 90s to 60s is a little bit extreme, if you will. So definitely something to be looking at going forward. If you have some fall projects that you want to get done, now's the time to be planning that out and getting ready. Get ready for that lawn renovation now, so in 2 to 3 weeks you can put the seed down. You have more time for it to develop before the cold winter hits us. You want to get that root system developed. You want to get that lawn developed for next year. So think about what you're going to be doing, and we'll get that action plan together. We're going to take a break. Give us a call. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's brother has died at 71. Robert Trump had been ailing for months and was reportedly gravely ill when he met with President Trump on Friday at a New York City hospital. His cause of death has not been disclosed. Robert Trump worked for the Trump Organization and was recently in the news leading the lawsuit against his niece to prevent the publication of a book about the Trump family. President Trump considering pardoning perhaps the world's best-known leaker, Edward Snowden. The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. Many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years. This is USA Radio News. Hundreds of thousands of California residents experienced a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday, largely because of a continuing heat wave. PG&E says the power went out at about 6:30 last evening after the California grid operator declared a Stage 3 electrical emergency due to such high demand. The last time California ordered rolling blackouts was during the state's energy crisis of 2001. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump want kids back in school this fall for several reasons. Telling reporters in West Virginia yesterday,
"We really do believe it's best for our kids. It's best for children with special needs, learning disabilities, nutrition programs that are available. President Trump and I believe, as you do, we need to get our kids back to school this fall."
The Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow night, a virtual affair because of the pandemic. It'll run for the next four nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About 2.5 hours left in the show, so wide open to help you with your garden. I know we're historically in the weeks of where you'll be on a little bit on vacation, so I can get that. You'd be taking that extra snooze today. I know I'm off this week, going forward with the rest of the week, so I can do some stuff around the house, get the yard taken care of. It's a perfect week to be doing it weather-wise, so I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, I know, like I said, I'm excited about doing housework, but it's just... It's finally a good time to be doing it. Temperature has been just something else. So, you know, I'm planning on getting out there, getting rid of a ton of the weeds that are in the yard, and in the garden. I have one back hill that is just completely, infested with weeds. Try to get rid of it and mulch it this fall here. Just so we can try to get some things taken care of going forward. You know, we were talking earlier, I want to say it was with Gail, in regards to a peony being moved. And I was thinking about the peony that I have in my yard. And it hasn't bloomed, and it's been in there for 3 years now. And so I know for a fact that, well, it's got too much shade. So I'm going to try and move it into an area where it gets more sun. So next year I can get the blossoms. They have a gorgeous looking peony. Probably about 2 feet wide. Right now about 2.5-3 feet tall. In a great little location on the corner bed. I mean, everything about it is in the perfect situation. Except for the sunlight. So I'm going to have to look into doing something to take care of it. So that's why I want to move it. I'm going to try, like I said, put it in this sunny location that gets a little bit more sun. A little bit, almost six, eight hours of sun a day. Maybe even get a little bit of shade at some points. So I definitely have the perfect location to be putting that for this season, for next season and to be going forward. But I just, this is a peony that I got actually out of a compost pile. I saw in the compost pile that it was growing, so I dug it up. I put it in a container, brought it home, and put it in the ground. So, I don't even know what color it is. I have no idea. I've never seen the flowers bloom, but I've seen gorgeous foliage. You know, they say when it comes to peonies that it takes a couple seasons for it to bloom once you've transplanted it. So, we've gone through a couple seasons. This was the year it was going to be the year, but it didn't happen. So, hopefully I'll move it, and then I'll have to wait another 2 years to see what color it is. But, so we'll hope for the best, but we'll be always using that Biotone starter to mix into the soil and great compost, to be transplanting. So something to be, thinking about with your season this year. I do have a call on the line, so I'm gonna get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan Pelham.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm trying to debate if I want to put sod down. I took all the crab grass off my lawn, so now it's just dirt. And everybody's telling me something different, not to put irrigation in. If I put sod down, it has to be thatched and aerated every year because of the sod. It builds up. The grass builds up. And then I talked. We talked about hydro seeding, and they say that's not that great. And then they said I should just throw seeds down. So I'm confused now. And irrigation, you have to blow out the system every year, which is kind of costly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was all set to do sod, and now I'm just debating what to do. I was at a party yesterday, and everybody said, oh, why do that? You're going to blow out the system. It's like $150. The sod's not that great. Just get seeds. Hydro seed is all right. Sometimes it doesn't come out that good. So
okay.
I'm at odds end.
I completely understand. It doesn't sound like it's an easy, you know, one to figure out, right? You're kind of saying, all right, well, I thought I had the answers, but now I don't. So
right, exactly.
Let me try to help you out a little bit with that. Now, one of the things with sod is the instant gratification, right?
Right.
It's there. It's done. You don't have to wait for the seed. You don't need to know if, you know, is the rest of the seed going to pop up? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's that instant gratification. Do I see, you know, putting in an irrigation system, to be honest, for a lawn is so beneficial, even if you're putting seed down. The amount of water that it can put down for you in different areas without having to move a sprinkler or do something along those lines is very beneficial. Mm-hmm. If you can't do it, I mean, this is not an issue. Just get the area watered in the morning a couple times a week. Whereas the sprinkler system, you set it, forget it, it goes and does everything. It's about making sure the lawn gets enough water. Watering...
Mm-hmm.
At least about 2 inches a week of water. So that's, you know, that's going to depend how often you use the sprinkler system versus using the sprinklers.
Yeah. I would have to check about, I have a well.
Yep.
And it's an old house. So I have to check and see how much, because, like, it was really dry this summer.
Yep. Yeah.
And my lawn is in the full sun all day. So I have to be careful with that also.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different factors when it comes to that, too. So it really, you know, you're going to have to look at some of the different things that it's giving you, right? Is it, you know, are you going to affect the well, too, by using a sprinkler system, by just not kind of paying attention? But the fact of the matter is, if you put seed down, hydro seed, or put sod down, you're still going to need to water, no matter how you
right.
do it. Okay.
Right.
So I would do sod if I could afford it and do it because it's just an
really?
Instant and then keep it watered myself. I love the instant gratification. I love that look of it. But, you know, if you're going to put down seed, you got to do some prep. You know, kill anything that's there right now that you don't want. Get rid of it. And then start fresh with that nice soil, the nice layer, so you can be, you know, seeding. Or if you're just overseeding an area, you know, cleaning the whole area up and then seeding on top of it. Where in hydroseed, now depending upon if you are on like a hill or something along those lines,
my front lawn is on a slope.
So that's when hydroseeding, you kind of look at it and say, all right, we're putting water, seed, and a, sometimes it's like a little paper product that's biodegradable that you put in there and it sprays over the area. But it's mixed with water. So if I'm on a hill, is all the seed just going to come from the top and go down? That's sometimes what I worry about. Sometimes they have, they put a tackifier in the mixture to keep it where it is. But what I have always suggested with anybody who is putting down, who is hydro seeding, I always put grass seed down before the people come in with hydro seed. Really? I only do that because of the fact that I know I'm putting it down. It's a double dose of it. And you're going to have a little bit thicker long term. With hydro seed, a lot of times when it's on a hill, it will do some runoff. You'll notice at the bottom it's going to be very green and lush, whereas at the top it might not be. So if you get some seed down there prior, it's going to start to kick off a little bit and maybe hold the area a little bit. That was a tip I used to give a lot of landscapers when I worked in the wholesale end of it, was putting some grass seed down. And I'm not talking cover the area. You know, you have 1,000 square feet. I'm not talking doing the, you know, 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet, which would be a brand new lawn. I'm talking just a couple pounds per 1,000, you know, 1.5, 2 pounds, just to get a coating and then do the hydro seed. Because sometimes with hydro seed, with the mixture, when you're spraying it, some of it could clump because it's got that paper product in there that could just hold it in one area. So you might get some areas that are missed. So I'm basically putting like a security blanket by adding that prior.
So what did you say, 1.5 pounds of seed or 1,000 square feet?
Yeah, so it's like you were overseeding is how I do it if you were hydro seeding. Now, if you're regular seeding, it's 3 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of new lawn, a new area, okay? Even if the bag is telling you, like a 3-pound bag will tell you it does 2,500 square feet. That's 2,500 square feet overseeding. It's 3 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of the majority of the grass seeds you will find out there.
Pennington, I heard, was pretty good.
What's that?
Pennington.
Yep, they have a good seed. They definitely do. There's some others out there. I like the Jonathan Green grass seed. Bonide has a great grass seed to use. You know, a lot of them, I always will put a second coat down of grass seed, even if I'm just doing grass seed. You put it down, it usually germinates in 14 to 21 days. And then in the 14 to 21 day aspect, I put more seed down so that you're getting that second dose of it coming up from underneath it.
How much more would you put?
So the first time I would go the heavy dose, the 3 to 5, and then I would go down to like I'm overseeding, like a 1 to 3 pounds. Okay. The other thing I would always do, and it doesn't matter if it's sod, hydro seed or just seed, is put a starter fertilizer down. So a starter fertilizer has a heavy middle number on the fertilizer. Sometimes it'll be like a 5-18-5 or something along those lines. We're looking at like that heavy middle number, and it'll say starter fertilizer on it. That's going to help their roots develop a little bit quicker and easier when you put them on the, when you put your seed down or sod or hydro seed. Okay.
Does the sod have the fertilizer in it or the loam attached to the sod?
No, it won't. A lot of sod growers don't use, like chemicals or fertilizers or anything along those lines because they're trying to keep it very organic for you. Okay, they might put a starter fertilizer down at the beginning, but just think of it, it's getting rolled up, the sod. So it's only got an inch of soil, so it's kind of going to be in shock a little bit. So by putting something down there, it's going to help it revive it a little bit. So that's why I like to put it down on the soil, then put the sod down over it.
Okay.
So, I mean,
Do you recommend anything special?
There's anything that's a starter fertilizer for the lawn is going to be beneficial. I don't recommend one over the other, to be honest with you. Now, I might have confused you a little bit more of what to do, but in a perfect world, I would say sod with an irrigation system.
Okay.
That would be number one. Number two would be seeding. And if you have an irrigation system, great, or hand watering. Hydroseed is usually my last choice.
Okay. All right.
All righty?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, Sue, you have a great one and good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got a couple hours left in the show to answer all of your gardening questions. We've got some lines that are open, so definitely give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. And we do have a call on the line at this moment. Nathan, who's up next?
David is in Braintree, Mass.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I've got a lupin that just, when I bought it, it was a beautiful full plant. And now it's down to a few dead sticks and a few leaves. So I'm not sure what to do with it.
Okay, and you got it this year, or you got it number of years?
I got it in the spring.
Okay.
It bloomed, it did everything it was supposed to do, and then the leaves just started turning brown on the ends and curling up, and now it's, almost dead.
Okay. Well, so it's going to get towards the end of the season. We're getting towards that end of the season as it is. One of the things going forward with a lupin, they do benefit from deadheading, removing any of the spent blossoms that were there previously.
Yeah.
That allows the plant. Okay. Because it allows the plant to get its focus back on the root and more foliage growth. Are you continuing to water it at this point? Okay.
Yes.
How often would you say you're watering it?
Oh, we wait till the ground kind of dries out, and then we water it.
Okay. So one of the things I would like to see you do going forward is don't let the ground completely dry out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When it dries out completely, the plant can start to, you know, it feels like, all right, I got to pull all the resources I can the next time we get watered, and it stresses it out a little bit. So you don't want it to be completely dry. But you want it to be dry enough, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want the ground to be bone dry like most of the ground is right now based on the and the weather we're having, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lupins also prefer a cooler temperature.
Okay.
They don't like the heat, so that's another reason why you could see them, you know, fading at this point, because it's just, they're kind of saying, all right, well, you know, it's been real. It's too warm for me.
Okay.
Which is kind of how I feel most days, but that's besides the point today. But I would like to see, you know, watering a little bit more often on it.
Okay.
Those dead branches that are on it turning brown, you can definitely get rid of at this point. Cut them back.
Okay.
I'd like to see, I don't want you to, like, push any fertilizer or anything, because at this point, we don't want to reinvigorate the plant to try and get it to, start to regrow at this point. We're looking to let it almost cool down for the season.
Okay.
We're getting to the fall. We're not there yet. I don't want to get too excited about the cool weather, because that means there's snow coming eventually, right? We don't want to think about that. But at the same time, it is getting later in the season. But continue to water just to try and help it, so when it does overwinter for you, it will be successful as well.
Oh, okay. Do you think it'll come back in the spring?
I think it should. Again, it really doesn't like... the hot weather. It's not meant for, it's just not, it doesn't do as well. So that could be part of it. I think it's dried out a little bit. In the spring, I'm sure you'll see some come back. I would almost like to see, once it starts to grow and start to pop up, use something, like a garden tone or a plant tone to just give it something back for fertilizer. But usually lupins don't need a ton of fertilizer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, David. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take another break here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.